Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. I'm Eric, and today's episode is going to be focused on China's current economy and events. Without further ado, let's get into it. So, as of today, on March 11th, China's new premier has been confirmed, and his name is Li Qiang. Li Qiang was the former party chief of Shanghai, and as the new premier, he will have a job of reviving the economy in this post-COVID era. As global tensions are increasing, Li Qiang may have a more challenging job where recently the US is attempting to block China's access and supply of significant technologies. Li Qiang apparently has close ties with Xi Jinping and he is generally seen as business friendly. So, how exactly is China's economy doing? Well, China's economy had a GDP growth rate of 3% last year, a decent amount. However, this did fall short of the goal which was set by the government last year. This year though, Beijing has set a 2023 growth rate target to around 5%, and the government and the new premier's goal will be trying to reach or beat the target without causing economic problems such as inflation. Let's take a step back and analyse how inflation may come about though. Well, for GDP to grow, economic growth must occur, and this can be seen where there is a rise in output of the economy. However, this may lead to increased consumer spending and a surge in aggregate demand, all leading to the economy overheating and demand pull inflation occurring. Of course, this is only one small part and factor of possible economic problems, and others such as piling on debt may also arise. Despite these facts, China is still one of the world's strongest economies, and the extraordinary growth in the past decades have not seen a significant slowing down. So, let's take a look at China's relationship with the US currently. Xi has communicated that as China seeks to revive and repair the damaged economy by COVID, he is prepared to retaliate and push back against US sanctions on Chinese firms and goods. Despite the rising tensions, both Xi and Biden have been actively making attempts to rein in and mild the conflict and tensions. So, what steps are China taking to tackle these challenges presented? Well, the government is saying that China needs to reduce reliance on Western technologies and expertise, and to improve food and energy security if problems were to arise. Personally, I have every belief that China will be able to successfully manage and revive the economy, and so will every country as time passes. So, that's it for today's episode. Stay tuned and see you next time.